Morning, everybody. If you would join me in a brief word of prayer. Father, Lord, we thank you for a morning where we can come together, listen, learn about you, and also join you. And would you help us just receive your word this morning with clarity, that your word would come and really touch us as well. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. If you would turn with me to Exodus chapter 40. And we're going to read starting at 34. And, you know, on Sunday I shared about the presence of God. Today I'm going to share about entering into his presence. So, Exodus 40, verse 34. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Throughout all their journeys, whenever the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the sons of Israel would set out. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not set out until the day when it was taken up. For throughout all their journeys, the cloud of the Lord was on the tabernacle by day, and there was fire in it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel. Amen. So this is the end of Exodus 40. This is when the tabernacle is completed, and the presence of God, his glory, descends and descends and dwells in the tabernacle, right? Amazing. But if you notice, something seems like is amiss, right? At verse 35, it says, Moses was not able to enter, right? Moses was not able to enter the tent. What gives, right? And if you recall, why was Moses not able to enter? Is, do you recall the golden calf, right? They had just established covenant, and then they decide to build the golden calf, and they decide to basically rebel against God. And if you also recall the character of God, in verse chapter 34, this is where God reveals his character to Moses the first time. This is right after the golden calf situation happens. And he says, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in covenant faithfulness. He forgives sin, but will not leave the wicked unpunished." So he's merciful. He keeps his promises, his covenant. So yes, he's going to give them and lead them, give the Israelites his presence, lead them out of the promised land, but will not leave the wicked unpunished. So he's just. So even though he keeps his promises, he can't just sweep like sin, situations like this under the rug. He still needs to deal with it. And as Moses tries to enter the tent into his presence, as a representative, as an ambassador to Israel, he is unable to because they just broke covenant earlier, right? And so God, the reason they can't enter is because God is holy, right? When we say he is a holy God, what does that holiness mean? It means he's set apart, right? And so, in order for us to be in his holy presence, not just in front of him, with him, but even around him, we also need to be the same. We also need to be holy. And you see this in Exodus 3, verse 5, when first time Moses encounters the presence of God at the burning bush, God says to him, "Do not come near here. Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. So even the area around is holy ground. And thus he needed to take off his sandals. And sometimes, even at SP, like when the presence of God comes up really strong, you know, as Pastor Sim leads us, he also said, hey, why don't you guys, you know, take off the shoes what you're wearing, you know, to step into this holiness, right? And so even in Leviticus 1, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 1, this is right after Exodus 30, it says, then the Lord called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying, da, 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 da. And so right now, at the beginning of Leviticus, God is actually speaking to Moses like he's inside, Moses is outside the tent, and just kind of like amplifying his voice, right? So that's the situation. Moses cannot enter. But because God is faithful in his promises, merciful, he provides a way, right? And that provision is basically the book of Leviticus. So book of Leviticus is God graciously providing a way for people to live in his presence. And if you've read the book of Leviticus, it can seem kind of difficult to read, but it's all rituals, right? Different rituals that they have to do, things, conditions for the priests as ambassadors, as ambassadors for the Israelites to God and vice versa. And also just all the ritual purity, like all the things they need to do to be cleansed inside and out. That's the whole book. It's basically a set of instructions, methods that they can become holy again, right? That's what the book of Leviticus is. And as a result of that, following the book of Leviticus is Numbers. In Numbers 1:1, it said, then the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the tent of meeting on the first day of the second month. So it worked. The book of Leviticus worked. That provision worked. And Moses, as a representative of Israel, was able to enter into the tent of meeting, into his presence. And so what does that mean for us? We have the presence of God in us. But we also need to be holy, right? And the way that we go about being holy is in 1 John 1:9, GIC verse, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all righteousness. It's important, very important for us. If we want to draw close to God, we need to be holy. And we need to, what that means is we need to repent, right? It means we need to ask for forgiveness of any sins in our life. And even more than that is, because sometimes we think of sin, we just limit it to, you know, the things that we know is bad, right? Anything that goes against the Ten Commandments. But it's also, if there's anything in your life that you're not completely aligned with God, right? So if there's something that God has asked you to do, but you haven't done it, you should do it, right? To get right with God. Let nothing hinder it, right? And what I always tell my friends, but even my wife, even for myself, because sometimes you just, I don't know. It's just, for some reason, it always slips people's minds sometimes, is especially in the area of tithing, right? There, because, you know, people are asking for breakthrough. God, I need a breakthrough. I need a change. I need you to do something in my work. You know, new job, new responsibility, new challenge, promotion. I want all that. And it hasn't been coming through. And then, so I always think, oh, this is like a provision thing, and they seem stuck. I always ask, are you caught up in your tithes? And they're like, huh? But this is important, because we're asking God for greater responsibility, for provision, finances, all these things. But yet, we cannot honor him with just our 10%, right? And it's not a thing like, okay, if I give 10%, then he's giving me this. That's not the point. The point is God is just saying, oh, you know, because again, what belongs to God? Not 10%, 100%. But he's graciously just saying, just give me 10%, right? And that just represents our trust in him, right? We can easily say, God, give me this, bless me this, trust me. If you give me this, I'm gonna like really represent you well. That's what we say, but our actions don't necessarily reflect that already, where we don't necessarily prioritize, you know, giving to the Lord. And just so you know, it is through Leviticus, the ritual of basically giving, right? So that when we give, it helps us to remember. Not just remember, and also, you know, I guess respect, all these things. That's where the tithing and giving was also instructed. So, I want to give this opportunity to us. We know, invite whoever is doing worship. Just to go before the Lord. We know that God wants to establish a covenant relationship with you. But are you yourself clean, pure, holy? Maybe there's something in your life already that you're very aware of that you need to ask for forgiveness, to give up. But also let the Holy Spirit just speak to you. If there's anything that, you know, sometimes we forget, right? It could be like the tithing thing. It's not intentional, but sometimes we just don't prioritize it and forget. It could be reconciliation, someone that you know you've maybe hurt or upset and you haven't asked for forgiveness, or vice versa. Maybe you're upset and they don't know why you guys aren't talking, and maybe it's time to reconcile. It could be little things as well. It could be even giving up things that Holy Spirit has led you to do. It could be TV shows, Instagram, less time on the phone. If anything that Holy Spirit is leading to you to do, if you don't do it, you grieve the Holy Spirit, simply. This is, you're like, oh, that's harsh, but that's normal relationship. Whether it be your friends, your spouse, your family, you know, people who love and care for you, they instruct you, they say, hey, can you do this for me, right? Maybe your parents are like, can you take out the garbage? Sounds like not like nothing, and you go, no, I don't want to. I'm going to do this. Yeah, that's hurtful. And so it's so important, whatever the Holy Spirit is guiding and leading you to do, we should do it. That's the obedience. So let's just go before the Lord.
And renew a right spirit within me. and cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. And cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Spirit within me, and renew a right spirit within me.
Yeah, let's pray for a renewal. A renewal inside of us. Let's ask for Holy Spirit to help us to deal with not just the symptoms, but the root. And by the root, what's going on in our heart, right? That when these, emotions that come upon us, whether it be anger, jealousy, pride, lust, or situations just come up where, it's so easy to give in to gossip or slander, being selfish, all these things, that we would be so aware of what's going on, and also so resilient in not giving in. Because if we give in to those things, one is we give in to that sin, but two is then we grieve the Holy Spirit, right? And then it's difficult to enter into that presence. And so we want to hold on to that presence, hold on to the covenant, hold on to the relationship, and not let something so small, really, in comparison to the magnitude of the greatness of God, not let something so small, like just the taste of a fruit, be what breaks this amazing relationship. Let's hold on to it, cherish that. So let's just take a minute to ask God to help us. And I just felt like God wanted to encourage and just say in this moment that, you know, you're my people. And yeah, my presence is with you. Thank you, Jesus. Can we just stay in this moment a little longer, just enjoying the presence of God as Andrew just continues to play? In Psalm 27:4, this is what David said. He said, "One thing I have asked from the Lord that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in his temple. And so let's just do that right now. You had a time to repent, to become clean and holy. And so now let's just go before the Lord. Let's just express our desire for Him, our desire to be in His presence. Let's go ahead. Yeah, we're just going to finish right here. I just felt like to just let this continue to flow. Let us just enjoy His presence, to be in His holy presence. I'm just going to close and pray, and then we'll have some more time just to be in His presence. So Father, Lord, You're so good. God, we love being with You. We love You. We thank You for providing a way, even though, you know, the Israelites, us, Lord, we keep stumbling, we keep falling, yet You're so merciful, and You're so good, and You keep to Your promises, And we thank you for that. Help us, Lord, as we continue this journey in this life where you called us to be holy priests. And help us to just continue to maintain this, not just maintain, but build this relationship with you, Lord. That you would help us to really guard our hearts against evil, against just going against your ways, and help us, give us boldness and faith to just radically obey, Lord. Just say yes. Not with reservation, but with excitement, Lord. Radical obedience with a heart of excitement, Lord, to do and join you in whatever you desire, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Just, please make use of this time, just spending it with God.